Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 244. I think that's what number we're on. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm back!
Yes, he is. It's nice to have you back, too.
So. It's nice to be back.
Jeff is here as well.
Temporarily, for the moment.
Until he falls over.
Yeah.
Fall over, Jefe. You're old now. You're 33. You're going, like,
break. Yeah.
You're 33?
Yeah.
You're older than me?
If you are less than that many, yeah.
Ever so slightly.
Yeah, it's great so Wait. Far, let me tell you.
Aren't you the young buck of the group?
No, you're the young buck of the group.
Oh, okay.
I'm like 6 months younger than Heavy, I think.
Oh, shit. Why, you and, like, Brian look so young, and yet you're so old.
Is Brian old, too?
Yeah, he's, like, 32, 33.
Ancient. What does that make you, Chris? I'm just wondering.
Really ancient. Old?
Chris is the grandpa of the group.
Uzula.
He's everyone's favorite dad.
What are you saying, though? I don't look young? What the fuck?
Oh, you...
It's that hard...
You know, don't take it wrong. I'm just saying that, like... Him, you definitely have a baby face, but now you have that weird ass mustache that you're trying to grow. So, like, now you just look like a creeper ass mailman. So, you're fitting right into that role real nicely. But I'm just saying, like Ryan has a little scruff, but it's always just peach fuzz, and Napo kind of does the same thing. So, like, they always look like they're like 26. Like, I always think that you and Brian, for some reason, are always 26.
I wish I was only 26.
We're going to talk about our games of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Games?
Okay. Yeah, for February.
There's not much.
No, it's, more than January.
Yes, because then sure. January there was absolutely
there
nothing.
There was zero. January was really, really bad. I guess we'll kick it off with Jeff, because he is, he's sick.
Yeah.
And he could tell us about Kirby, because you all, the three of you all have a game of the month. I played The Order.
Oh.
And,
I
didn't hate it, but it made me just want to go play a better third-person shooter, so I played Tomb Raider.
Sure.
Feel better.
Yeah, Tomb Raider did make me feel better. That game's really good. Jeff,
yeah.
Why is Kirby Game of the Month?
Well, for one, Nintendo made it, so obviously right there. Duh.
Ooh.
No, we talked about
seriously.
It. What seriously?
Nintendo also made Pokemon Shuffle, I'm just saying.
Is that a bad game? I wouldn't know. I don't fuck with that.
Yes, it's not very good.
All right. Well,
it's your answer.
Kirby's good. Kirby's really good. Kirby was like, we talked about it last week, but you know, I don't really expect much out of Kirby games. I only bought it just because I like to waste money. But it was actually surprisingly good. It's a 2D platformer, which we have a lot of on the Wii U, it seems like.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong, Rayman, fucking
Does
Mario.
Nintendo have anything but 2D platformers?
Yeah. I think it's better than any of the other ones they've put out on Wii U. Largely in part to a weird control scheme where you're drawing lines for Kirby and tapping them to make them go along the lines. And it gets pretty challenging fairly early on, and the last fucking 8 levels, dude, are really hard. The last boss took me, like, I want to say, like, all evening one night, like, when I was trying to beat it for review. Anyways, doesn't compensate for the fact that you don't have control over him the way you would in a normal platformer. It gives you a full-on 2D platformer without, I don't know. There's no training wheels on it because of that, so I don't know how to explain it, but it's got a nice art style, too. It's the claymation style graphics.
Yeah, I really like the claymation graphics for that. It looks beautiful. I mean, I haven't played it yet, but the what I've seen in screenshots is just amazing.
No, it's a really pretty game. Like, really good music, too. The only bad thing about the graphics is, like, you're going to be looking at the gamepad pretty much the whole time, and they don't look quite as good on there, but I don't know. There's not much you can do about that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's an excellent 2D platformer from Nintendo with a different type of control scheme, and in a month that's not very crowded, I think it stands out pretty easily. I do... Like, it's on my power rankings now. It's going to be, well, who knows if it'll be in the top 10 at the end of the year. But right now, it's sitting pretty right around the middle of the pack. So, that's my thoughts on it. I don't know. I think you guys should play it. And...
Well,
Tony would have to get a Wii U.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's the reason to get Wii U's right there.
Kirby. Yeah.
Come on.
Kirby.
No, I mean, honestly, dude, it is, I don't know if it's the top five Wii U game. It's up there, man. It's one of the few Wii U games that
different.
No, it's budget. I'll say this, dude. I enjoy Scream Rider quite a bit, but that to me feels like not really a full game. And Kirby feels like this is like completely justified at the price it came out at, etc. So,
I mean, I don't know. I haven't played Kirby yet, and I'm not saying that it's not worth $40, but I did play Screamer Ride, and I've already put like 4 hours into that game. That game's fantastic.
Yeah. It's, I mean, dude, I have not tried one of the modes yet. I haven't tried Engineer mode, but like, Destruction mode is awesome. That should be its own like $10 game right there.
Sure. I can see that.
The roller coaster, like the Scream Rider mode, where you're just like riding roller coaster, it's like kind of like a weird racing style game, kind
of. You have to get like the first couple worlds of that, not particularly good. Once you get past, like, it actually becomes like a puzzle, like, because there's a lot more going on in the levels. In the race mode, so.
I can see that, yeah. It's just, it's good. Like, that mode is good, but it's like, I don't know. It feels like, it does to me, at least so far, like that feels like a collection of mini games type things with one really fun mini game. You know, like, I was playing the fuck out of, like, I stayed up to almost 2 last night, which I should not have done. Playing just like the destruction mode. And actually just going back to levels I'd completed and looking at Chris's high scores and like trying to top them. But anyways, I'm getting off track here, but
yeah,
like that to me, like that is my fault. That is a, like, when you stack those two guys together, each other, like, to me, Kirby feels like this is a game that they released at a price that lower than they had to, in my opinion. Like, it's a fucking solid game. Like, I would have spent $50 on it and been happy. Where Scream Ride is like, I'm like, I'm happy I got that for my birthday for free. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm pitting those two against each other, but they're just the last two things I've made.
They're not the same game.
No, but, like, you know, they're the last two things I played, and they both released at $40. So, I don't know.
That is true.
What I'm saying is we have a Game of the Month candidate here that was budget price. And didn't, I don't think, really needed to be. It's a good game.
Yeah, but it's on the
Total War Attila was priced at $40. I'm just saying, on PC that's the normal price that you pay.
Attila. Yeah, we should. Well, talking about Attila, why don't you talk about it?
So Attila is the newest Total War game. It uses most of the engine from Rome Total War 2, which was famously broken at launch. Yes. This game is utterly not broken. It runs like a dream so far. I haven't had any issues with it in terms of like bugs or anything. But of course, that's not why it's Game of the Month. The reason it's Game of the Month is that all of the interface and army management and everything, all the decisions they seem to have made in designing the game work really well for managing a barbarian tribe as it migrates like through the Roman Empire and like sacking cities and like trying to find a homeland. And it works really, really well, and it feels really, really good. So I've been playing as the Visigoths, and I start off, I'm in the Eastern Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire is really powerful and strong, and I sack a city, and so the Eastern Roman Empire sends all of these guys, all these armies chasing after me. Now, at this point, I'm just like a tribe of people like migrating through the wilderness, like I don't have a homeland. So if my armies are defeated, I lose the game. Like, the game just ends.
Okay.
So I spend basically the next 8 hours of gameplay running away. Like, trying to find, like, mountain passes to hide my tribe and camp for the winter. And then in the springtime, I come out and I sack another city so that I can earn some money and have enough food to make it through the next winter. So it's kind of this cat-and-mouse game where I have these armies chasing me, and I'm darting in and out of mountain passes and trying to, like, find allies to fight the Romans for me while I can, like, run away as quickly as possible and find a place that's far enough away that I can actually live there without being attacked all the time. So about 8 hours in, I finally settled down in, like, the south of France, and now I'm starting to carve out my own little empire. And I think the way the game begins with you like controlling this tribe that doesn't have a homeland and you're trying to like just survive, it feels so fresh and so new for a Total War game. And it plays so fantastically well. The AI is really good. I have never felt this challenged before by a Total War game. It feels smarter. It feels like the AI is trying to surround you and cut you off and exterminate you, which is kind of an interesting feeling in a Total War game.
So you're actually just running.
You're off the game. I mean, I was fighting too.
Okay.
Gotcha. So I'll see the armies of the Eastern Empire chasing me, and I'll come to this town, and I'll, you know, fight a battle there to sack the town and take their money. And then I'll move on, find a place where I can rest and recuperate. And then the armies will come again, and I'll run away, and I'll sack the next city. And it kind of goes like that. There was a point at which I didn't sack a city. I actually liberated it from the Roman Empire and gave them their independence.
Oh, nice.
And that was only to create them as like a buffer between me and the troops that were right behind me.
Ew. That's not very nice.
Because they couldn't get at me without going through the city. So the city ended up being massacred by the Romans. But I felt slightly bad, but not really that bad. My people lived. That's what really mattered.
Fair enough. All right.
It's fun. You should play it. If you like strategy games, if you like Total War games, this is definitely the perfect one to like hop back in. I've had trouble getting into the last few as much as I played the ones before it, and this one I've just been playing obsessively because it's really good.
And it's not having any of the issues that the last couple had.
I haven't noticed anything so far. So, like, the rest all had issues with, like, the last game had issues. You could have your ships try to land troops, and the troops would get stuck between the ships and the shore. And, like, there are all kinds of pathfinding issues. And then if you were playing in the campaign mode, the AI turn would take, like, 15 minutes. So you'd finish your turn, and you just sit there for 15 minutes, and then you get to take your next turn, which is absurd. Now it's, you know, 30 seconds. So Yeah, all that weird stuff has all been ironed out. Plus, the AI sucked in the original, and they seem to have worked on that a lot. So this makes the campaign more fun and the battles are more fun because the enemy is actually putting up a fight.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm actually like you have to plan sieges now. Like I have to have these troops in the front who I plan to lose all of and watch as they get massacred, just so I can set up my best troops to hit the breach at the right moment, that kind of thing. Position your siege weapons well, that sort of stuff. Very, very entertaining.
All right. Anything else about it that kind of stands out, or
they do a lot of videos in the game. They didn't have that many in Total War 2, but like there's a tribute video for when Attila the Hun gets born, with like all of these during the campaign. So I'm not playing as the Huns, but. The Huns are in the game, and they're like chasing all the other tribes away, which is one of the other reasons why you have to migrate so far, is that the Huns are right there, and they're going to kill everyone. But there's a point during the game where Attila the Hun is born, and there's like this tribute video with all of these armies like kneeling outside of his tent. they do a lot of like there's this guy narrating the video, and he's like reading from the Book of Revelation, and behold a pale horse, and all that to make Attila sound like he's the angel of death or whatever he is.
That's that's different.
Yeah, they work a lot on making the Huns seem really like fearsome and apocalyptic, which I suppose when you think about it, they really were,
right?
In the eyes of people from that era.
Hmm. All right, and Fozzie.
Hello.
What do you got for us?
Should we talk about the gloriousness essence of... What a beautiful game. What an amazing game. Let me tell you, let's go back to 2000. I was a young boy.
God.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing, you know.
You're like 12, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was a little baby. And back then, you don't have internets. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You just go out and you buy a game because you feel like you want it. And man, I played the hell out of Homeworld when it first came out. It actually had an online mode, which I actually played a lot of, too. That being said, like, as far as for the remaster, it's been like Homeworld in general, just that whole studio was kind of in the flux, and I'm glad that Gearbox bought it, and I mean, they just kind of just like a fan service, this game. It's remastered beautifully. If you actually turn everything up, like, full scale, it actually looks really good, too. Looks crisp. The backgrounds, like, it's just... incredible. You just see all like the space and everything, and there's just something nice about that. I love space type games, and so I've been really clamoring for this, for like a space Command and Conquer again. So being able to play one of my favorite games from back in my day, and like just kind of bring it up to the 2015 standards, it's been really nice. Story is just as good as I remember.
Revoiced completely, right?
Sorry?
With the original,
Yeah, it's, from what it sounds identical to everything. And the thing is that I forgot that this game is kind of bullshit sometimes. And mind you, let me explain. For example, you can go to a mission. Like, there's a mission where, okay, you have to destroy this carrier, so you have, like, all your fighters and stuff. Then the next mission, you have to clear asteroid field. Except there's only one very specific type of ship that can destroy these asteroids. Deliver punishing slap shots.
That's whoa. Whoops.
All right.
That sounds about right.
Slap shots.
Punishing slap shots. Don't click that link, guys. Don't click it.
God knows. So, anyways. So the army... army freaking is useless on this next mission. So I forgot about this mission. So I had to redo the whole previous mission. Then I had to salvage everything and get the only specific types of ships that could destroy these asteroids. So that being said, this game does have some bullshit moments that they have lovingly kept. But besides the point, it's got a great story. The music is fantastic. The voice acting is phenomenal. You have to keep in mind, like, this game came out in 2000. And I'm so happy I got the collector's edition because it came with the manual that you had, which was by far, still is, the greatest game manual I've ever seen. Like, there's a whole story in it. It's literally, like, almost 100 pages. It's a book. And there's a story involved, and they talk about, like, these galactic governments. It's like, if you like the codex, like the codex for Mass Effect, if you enjoyed reading all of those, which I did, this is what that was before Mass Effect came out. It's just like this fanfare and just like this huge, massive story that they're able to tell in this game, even though you don't really, you know, you don't know anything about, you know, the race or whatever. So, yeah, long story short, the game is about trying to find your home planet, and so you get to meet interesting races, and like the ship designs are great. I don't know what else to say. It's really cool. It's again, it's kind of like the style of Command & Conquer. You go out, you get resources, you build ships, capital ships. It's a lot of kind of like trial and error. You need to find out, because again, every mission is a little different. So you have to know what would work best, what doesn't work best. And it was one of my favorite games growing up, so for me to play it again, I'm going to probably be biased, but very high up there for me right now. Very high up.
Does it look good?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so, like, it doesn't look 2015 good, but it's, like, it looks crisp, you know? It looks like a remake. It looks like what they did with the Halo 2 anniversary, which looks stunning, but there's probably better looking games out there. So this kind of is on par with that. Right. It's so cool though. Yeah, just like, and the thing is that it feels like really smooth, like the frame rate's really high, and it's still great. Like little things where you can follow a specific ship and watch him go on his like attack run. Excuse me. While you're taking down like carriers and stuff, just the whole atmosphere of the game is phenomenal.
I think I need to play this.
I think you would love this game.
It sounds interesting.
It is a good game. And also, okay, so anyways, so I'm done with Homeworld there, but did anyone play Monster Hunter or did no one play that? Did anyone play the demo even?
No.
I read about people playing Monster
Hunter. Okay.
The one
I'm going to at least put that as like we should maybe not consider it since none of us played it, but we should put that out there as an honorable mention. I feel like eventually I'll pick that up, and I feel like I'm going to get addicted to it.
Like, I almost want to get it, but like I really wish that they would put it on Wii U. If they put it on Wii U, I'd buy it tomorrow. Like,
oh, dude, know? Yeah. If it was on Wii U, I would have bought it day one.
We played the fuck out of that game. Was
yeah.
It 2 years ago or whatever now? Whatever.
Yeah.
It came out, like, we played a lot of that, dude.
You did.
From what I've heard, this one is, like, way better, so...
Yeah, it seems like they kind of, like, ironed out some things that were weird about the third one, and there was a lot that was, but...
Yeah, definitely a lot of learning from the third one.
Yeah, it seems more, kind of user-friendly, I guess, this time around. I mean, honestly, the first 15 hours, like, I didn't even know that I had to collect, skins of animals and build my armor up. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Honestly, if I had to play it again, I'd probably have to like relearn how to play it. But
yeah. But it's like riding a bicycle. I think we would kind of like figure it out eventually. Just
yeah,
some more cats. So some more cats in the fourth one. I'm so excited about that.
It's I don't want to play it on a 3DS. Like, I get that it is like a handheld series kind of. Like, it used to be, I think, on PSP or whatever.
Right.
It does not feel like it should be a handheld series. Like,
and it's like, possible. I consume like, this fuck. I don't get it. Like, it's I think it's the most popular non-Nintendo, like, their most popular third-party, like, franchise. So
it's gotta be up there. Yeah.
Why did they not make it for... And so if it's not even on Wii U for Japan, there's no hope it's coming out with the Wii U. Like, it's just, it's not happening. So I feel like I don't want to miss out on it because it looks cool. I feel like I just need to suck it up, be a big boy, play on my stupid-ass 3DS.
I kind of feel like, I mean, there have been a couple times over the last 4 weeks where I'm like, man, you should just get that.
Anytime I watch someone play it, I get that itch again. I'm like, oh, man. I just want to, like, make my armor again. I want to make my dude look, you know, awesome. Like, that's so cool about it. That's the best part.
I just want another Elder Scrolls game. Can we have that?
You can have the Elder Scrolls Online.
No, a real one.
Why did that game...
Elder Scrolls Online is a myth. Doesn't
it? Chris, why did that game do so poorly? Why must it hurt my feelings?
What?
Why did it do so poorly?
Yeah.
It was a pay-to-play MMO and...
Oh, yeah. Damn you, MMOs. Ruin everything.
Same reason why Star Wars kind of failed.
Yeah.
Although, if you ask Sean, he really liked Elder Scrolls Online, so...
People are in love with Final Fantasy XIV still. Like, I have a friend that's addicted to it. Just, like, to, like, almost a crazy point in his life.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been hooked on an MMO like that, so... I've tried a few.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get... Like, I just think that I will never get into an MMO. I think I have to just accept it.
Yeah,
Every single one.
It's like a fighting game. Like, I'm just not big into fighting games, so...
Sure.
Can't make it happen.
I'm going to try, like, Neverwinter.
See, I don't like fighting games because I'm not good at fighting games. I feel like I could be good at MMOs, but I feel like they're just so damn boring and, like... And there is kind of an intimidating factor to MMOs. Just the screen alone, if you printed out the screen like that someone was using and gave it to a normal person, it would look like plane controls or something. It would just be like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, like...
Because it's so
even crazy. Even the screen of Final Fantasy XIV on, like, the PS4 is batshit crazy. Like, it's just so much shit to go
there's
on.
So much going on. There's so many colors. There's so much, like, so many hit counters and chats and you know, your abilities, and you have to be good at it or everyone hates you because you're working as a team. It's too much. It's way too much. Like, unless you know someone that's into an MMO, I don't know. I guess it's, yeah. Like that and MOBAs. I think I could put time in those, but...
Neverwinter's coming to Xbox One. That's free to play, so maybe we should all try that at the end of March when it comes out.
Free to play? Okay.
Maybe. It's too expensive.
It's probably take like 7 hours to download, so... But I haven't had any situations like that with Xbox One. Just my PS4. So those are the games of February. Are there any games you guys are looking forward to in March?
Bloodborne, I am ever so slightly getting more excited for.
Any reason why you're not? Like, you're a big Dark Souls fan.
Yeah.
I was, Dark Souls 2, I only put like 30 hours into that, and I was like, you know, it's good, but whatever, you know? So I'm kind of like worried that... And then the other thing is like, dude, like, after Dragon Age, I realized, like, I don't have time for fucking...
Right.
It's like 60-plus hour games anymore. I just don't.
Amen.
So...
What are you saying amen to? You play fucking strategy, or the you play the most daunting of games. Like,
no, I don't have time for it.
I know you don't. Which doesn't make any sense. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No, I mean, that's a big part of it. Like, I don't know. if I had more like free time and shit, where like, let's say if I had, you know, days off like a normal person, like I'd be like, oh, I can play that, like, and, you know, devote like a couple hours to it. And I don't know, but like, I'm hoping that whatever I do play of it, I find enjoyable. Like, I'm expecting it to be pretty damn good. Like, even Dark Souls 2 was pretty good, and hopefully this will be prettier than that. So, I don't know. I do think Dark Souls 1 was a little better, looking back at it all. But anyways, I don't know. I'm like, just on this. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Be something to play on the PS4.
That's, yeah, that'll be like the first big console exclusive I have on PS4. Everything I have on there is just like, I don't know, just like random shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be, before we move on, one thing I want to throw out there is, should probably at least nominate it, is Majora's Mask for 3DS.
Didn't that
game
come out like years ago?
Yeah.
It did. But so old. World, and so did whatever the fuck else.
Have you played it, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm like halfway through it.
I mean,
you nominated something else then. Be quiet.
He did. But do you think Kirby's better, or do you think Majora's Mask is better?
The better game is. I mean, dude, if we're talking the best game of February, it's easily Majora's Mask in my opinion. But I mean, it's also a re-release. So.
And I feel like, I mean, they, like, spiffed it up a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's Majora's Mask. I mean, sure. Yeah, there's little changes and shit that they did to make it, like, easier, essentially, but,
Oh, but, like, graphics-wise, did they use, like, a different engine for it?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean,
yeah,
I
it looks a lot better, right?
They probably did what they did for Ocarina, right? Like,
right.
They up-res some stuff, smooth some edges over.
And if you could put Homeworld Remaster in there. Why you couldn't.
I mean, they did do... I mean, there are, like, significant changes to the game to make it easier, as well as, like, they did change the boss fights. So, like, they redid, like, it's the same boss, but, like, they made the bosses easier. Too. Like, they made everything easier, basically. Like, here's, like, the kids' version of Majora's Mask. There you go. But, I don't know. It's still a great game.
Alright. I'm never gonna play it, so.
There you go.
I never liked Majora's Mask, so. But I'm not a huge Ocarina of Time fan either, so.
Dude, Majora's Mask is, like, the best. Like, out of the 3D ones, I think it's the best one. It's some crazy.
There's something about that time limit. Never a fan of.
It really builds the world for you, I think. Like, and it's not like, dude, I almost never think about the time limit. I really like the fact that, like, it feels like there's, like, a, you know, at nighttime on the first day, like, certain things will be happening, and so, like, you know, like, there's, like, a side quest that goes through all the whole game. Like, you have to, like, follow it through all 3 days of the game. And it's just a side quest. Like, I don't know. Anyways, the real fans know what I'm talking about here. Majora's Mask is
easy. Oh, wait. I don't like you. Still there.
Any other games people are looking forward to in March?
Cities Skylines.
What?
Like, it's like SimCity.
It's like SimCity, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But not broken.
That's right. Hopefully it actually works.
Rest in peace, Maxis.
Yeah. Well.
Or are they the ones?
Rest in pieces.
Kind of. Like, that, Matt, like,
I know they did Sims.
They shut down Maxis Emeryville. Like, Maxis is still part of EA.
Right.
They shut down one studio. Maxis was like this huge sprawling thing.
Right.
Like, the Sims studio is still active.
Right, it's gone. Like, the core studio no longer made the Sims at all.
Right, yeah, because it's now the Sims team or whatever is, like, now the actual people that make the Sims.
And shockingly, the studio that was working on this debacle that was SimCity is shuttered. I am shocked.
Right.
Utterly shocked. I saw people talking about how, like, EA ran them into the ground, and I'm like, it's been 18 years, guys. It's
yeah.
Not running a studio into the ground. That is, the studio has run its course.
Yeah, I think people kind of, like, jump on EA. It's not like they bought them yesterday and then shut them down today. And even right. if they did, that's business.
Right.
Like, companies do that all the time. We bought 100 companies last year, like 100 smaller companies, and uh-huh. I think 4 of them are still operational. Like in that, like, it's like, you're our competition. We are going to buy you, and we're going to take the people we want from you, and now you don't exist. And it's shitty. Like, it's just the way business operates. But yeah, Maxis was around. They were with EA for almost 20
years. They
bought
them in, like, 1997 or something.
Yeah.
It's been forever.
Like, people were like, what, is it Volition working on a, not Vol, maybe it is. Who's working? Visceral. They're working on the new Battlefield game.
Yeah.
And I saw people commenting, like, oh, Visceral better be careful, because if their Battlefield game tanks, they're next. Like, no. Like, Visceral was, like, they made 4 well-received games. Like, if they... And they were put on Battlefield for a reason, because it's going to sell.
As opposed to this Maxis studio, which spent, what, 8 years on SimCity?
Right. And then totally bombed with it.
Right. And then spent the next year and a half trying to fix it.
Yeah, not bombed with it as in they didn't sell a shit ton of copies of that game. They did.
Yeah.
It cost them a ton of money.
I bet that game was profitable.
Yeah. It
sucked.
The fixes, there was so much after development that went into it that probably wasn't sensible to keep them around. That's a shame. So when does that City Skylines come out?
That is March 10th.
So next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Ori and the Blind Forest comes out next week. You guys remember that from the E3 press conference last year? Microsoft. Yeah, it's like the pretty looking. I don't know if it's a platformer or not. I'm not really sure.
I think it is.
If you want a pretty looking platformer, I mean, is it coming free right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Rayman is free. That's an excellent platformer.
That's poor timing.
Yeah.
I'll get it right.
Let's just give out this free platformer right alongside our exclusive platformer.
Right.
We could launch. Oops.
I'll play them both. And I only have to pay for one, so.
Platformers.
And I want to try White Knight out. I don't know if you guys caught any of this. It's a black and white game. It's a horror game, but it's all in. Did you guys play Mad World on the Wii?
I did.
Oh, I saw it.
That type of art style where it's just black and white
With blood.
Well, this doesn't have, like, blood so much, but it lights up orange when, I guess, you light a candle or a match. It's evidently pretty nuts, so I'm going to try that out tomorrow.
Sexy.
And I wonder if Don is going to play Ollie Ollie.
I played that.
Did you?
Yeah. It's good.
Good? Good.
Yeah, it's frustrating as hell, but good.
Don did say it was hard.
So. Yeah, it's really hard. Because you can't stop. Like, well, I guess you can, but it's not meant for you to stop. Yeah. It's cool. It's interesting. Never played a game like that. So.
Anybody going to play Battlefield Hardline?
You know I am.
Are you?
No.
I was like, that's different for you, Jeff.
I don't believe you suddenly.
I believe it has a. It's going to have a 10-hour unlock on EA Access. I might play it there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll do that too.
Yeah, we should do that.
Might be able to play through the entire campaign and get some multiplayer in that way.
There we go.
And then never have to play it again.
Perfect.
Anybody interested in Final Fantasy Type Zero?
You know I am.
Hey, shut your fucking face. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Let me know.
Lying, Jeff.
You let me know how that Final Fantasy 15 demo is. And
yeah, that's mostly why I'm interested.
Seriously, I think it's just like when Zone of Enders was packaged with the Metal Gear Solid 2 demo. Like, they sold so many of those copies just for that reason. It's identical to that. It's like, smart, you know? Why not? Make them pay for it.
And there's a free standalone expansion coming out for Forza Horizon 2 that'll be available at the end of March until April 10th for free, based on Fast and Furious 7.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But Forza Horizon 2 was great, so if you want like a free racing game.
Oh, it's a free standalone title?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Until April 10th, and then you have to pay for it. But
oh, okay.
It has, like, I think 10 cars or something like that, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems fun. Is there anything else coming? Scream Ride came out. Jeff and I played that. That's in March, so guess we can't be looking forward to that anymore.
I'm looking forward to playing more Structural or Demolition.
Yeah. What? I spent an hour today trying to top your level 3 scores. And I did.
You did, yeah. I mean, dude, sometimes you get really lucky, though, and, like, it's so awesome. Like, sometimes you, like, you'll hit something, you're like, that's not going to blow up shit, and then just, like, topples everything. You're like,
you watch the building just start to crack and crumble, and
it's like, it's weird too, because like the graphics on that game are, I mean, dude, it looks like a budget title, but then like sometimes I'm like kind of impressed by what's going on there. You know,
The physics is great.
It's a lot going on with the physics on it. So,
and it is funny because like sometimes you'll be like, all right, I got it, and nothing happens.
Yeah, it's like sometimes it's the opposite. Like we're like. But then sometimes you just like you're like, oh, I nailed it! Like you got the perfect spot somehow, you know. But like, dude, you know what I was thinking last night when I was playing it? Like, imagine if like that shit had like photorealistic graphics. Like just watching fucking buildings fucking crumble like that, it'd be fucking awesome, dude. Give me a high budget Demolition Man.
Total War Attila.
No.
Is it? Okay.
Give me my siege artillery. I'll show you demolition.
You mean the siege? Literally the game called the siege?
I don't think that's the same type of destruction, Tony.
Dude, this game, like that mode kind of reminds me of like Burnout 3's crash mode mixed with like Boom Blocks or something.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's just like Mercenaries, that game Mercenaries, where
I never played that.
Great, it's great to blow up big things that topple.
Yeah.
That's kind of the bones of it.
What is it called? Demolition Expert, I think is the actual name of the mode.
Yeah.
That is definitely the best mode in the game, but the race mode is actually, it gets better. It was a little boring at first. I'm like, this is weird, just teaching you how to drive the car. And
well, it's more fun than you think because, like, dude, like the idea is like, all right, you're stuck on rails and you're not actually racing anybody. But like when you start to get like into it a little bit, it's like it's about trying to get a good time doing it, like, I don't know, hitting everything right or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and
it's
and
way more fun than you even think, you know?
You are improving your time. And I just did the World 3 challenges or whatever, like the levels there, and they start throwing in like obstacles to avoid. So you're doing a whole lot more than just like being on the road. Like you're trying to lift your car.
Yeah, no, to I avoid did some them. Of that, yeah,
yeah, and then there's the jumps and landing and trying to use the turbo. You could actually turn your thing into a plane. It's pretty nuts. The engineer mode is the one that I'm not super keen on. Like, it's everything else is very, like, you could jump in and just kind of go with it. The engineer mode is way more intricate, and, like, you really need to kind of explore with it more than you do with the jump in and play with Demolition Expert or Scream Ride. That takes a little bit more, and I'm not sure I'm in the mood for that right now, so.
Yeah, I that's the one I haven't tried it yet. I'll see what I think of it. But, like, the one thing I think it, like, would pull it all together if there was a big campaign-type game on top of all these little mini-games where it's, like, a park management-type thing, which is what I thought the game was going to be. It's, like, you know, a park management game with these cool little mini-games in it. But
oh, you didn't realize that there was no park management. Yeah,
no!
They had said that right from the beginning. Wow. When I started looking at it, that, like,
oops.
Yeah, it wasn't going to have any park management at all.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It was just going to be, like, you could build the coasters, and there is, like, a pretty intricate free build area, but there's no, like, manage your park like Zoo Tycoon was. If you want to manage something, go play Zoo Tycoon, Jeff. It's by the same people.
Isn't that, yeah,
you can play it with a controller.
No, it's... Yeah, you can play control.
Alright.
Like, I mean, you could also feed the monkeys with the Kinect, but...
Yeah. They throw poop at you.
Yes. And then, I think there might be a couple other things coming out. It's like Borderlands Handsome Collection and some other stuff, so... We'll be playing some of that. I believe maybe next week we'll do some news. So PAX East will be over. GDC is over now. PAX East is ongoing. I think it starts tomorrow.
Yes.
And so there should be a lot of stuff coming out of there.
Yeah.
So we'll have lots of news to talk about. Yeah, there was a ton of stuff this week. Like Metal Gear got a release date, which I was totally surprised by.
Whoa, what is it?
September 1st. I wasn't expecting it this year.
Really?
Oh, you were surprised by the timing of release?
That they were like, it's coming out. There was some other stuff. I guess before we leave, Fozzie, what do you think about Elite Dangerous coming to consoles?
You know, it'll be interesting to see the reception. I don't know what to think. I think that, I guess, controller layout definitely works. I played a good month and a half with the controller alone.
Okay, so that's what I was worried about.
It's possible, absolutely. It is weird, though, because there is not enough buttons on that controller to, like, do everything that you need to kind of do. So I wonder if they're going to implement a system. Because even with a controller, and even when, like, for example, you can do it where you can click both thumbsticks in, and that'll do something if you just click one or the other separately. So, like, there was times where I would hotkey everything, do double clicks or whatever, and there still was not enough space. I still have to use the keyboard for, like, three or four different things. So
probably end up with, like, radial selection or something.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Kind of just like, you know, with Dragon Age, they made it work kind of both ways.
There's always
What?
There's always a way.
Yeah, I mean, they'll figure out a way. But I think it's a smart move. I'm not going to make the change because, I mean, I already put down a good amount of money onto my system. But I think it would be great if, you know, anyone out there wants to enjoy a good space kind of simulator. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the differences, like if they're going to keep it true to the PC. Like, whereas the PC, they have this whole galaxy you can explore, or if they're going to try to implement a story to the 360 or the Xbox One version. We'll see, but
evidently, from what I read, it's going to be the same game as PC up until whatever the latest update is, or the one that's coming out this month. So.
Oh yes, yeah, the one where you're going to add for the multiplayer. Good. Yeah, I'm happy about that. I'm glad to see that it's successful. It was definitely the busiest booth at PAX South. Take that as you will, because there wasn't much there in general, but it was the one that people seem to be kind of bunching up as, and I feel like it's kind of more, it's going, I think it would sell like a solid couple hundred thousand copies, you know. It's not going to hit mainstream, but...
I'm definitely interested in it, just to, like, have some sort of, like, space sim to play on the TV.
Yeah.
If the controller works, that'll be cool.
And, you know, maybe I might buy it when it's, like, a little bit cheaper, just so I have it to play on the TV, too. And I can... Because, yeah. So, I don't know.
Funny thing, the people who made Elite Dangerous also made Scream Ride.
Weird.
They're the same company.
Really?
Oh, not the same team, but same company.
Yeah. That is weird. How do those like coincide at all?
And Tony, you think the same thing for like Wasteland 2? Like that they'll make like some, they'll be able to make that work on a controller?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, if you can make something like XCOM work, something like Wasteland 2 will definitely work.
I was surprised by both those, because they are definitely hardcore PC titles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was interesting. I think anything that kind of helps it, you know, become like this bigger thing than it is would be great. I'm nervous about that game. Like, I don't know how, like, once Star Citizen comes out, like, Elite's just kind of a taste, you know? It's, I don't know how much legs it'll have, but, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Star Citizen. Like, I will play Elite Dangerous on the Xbox One, but Star Citizen what I'm waiting for.
And really nervous for that game. We'll see.
All right. We'll come back next week and we will talk news and game releases and a whole bunch of other shit. Maybe at some point we'll get Fozzie to sit down with all the free games and he can tell us all about them.
Free.
There's a bunch of them this month, so I haven't tried any of the PS4 ones.
Yeah, I've already tried a couple, so.
Yeah, so that short one this week, but we're going to let Chef go and medicate himself.
I wish I had something.
No NyQuil or anything?
There's a little NyQuil. I do have whiskey. I think that's supposed to help, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
No, for real, isn't it? Or no, am I wrong?
It'll help knock you out. I don't think it has any medicinal properties. Maybe it does. It might kill any bacteria that you have.
I drink a couple glasses of wine that has like antioxidants in it, doesn't it?
I don't think that will help.
So Jeff's just like pulling words out of the air. Like it's like I heard that these are good. I think wine has that.
I had some gluten-free, gluten-free.
I got all the
buzzwords over here.
Any of that helps with the cold.
Buzzworthy. I like it.
Just eat an apple pie, Jeff. There's no saturated fat.
There's no trans fat. You hear that, Hefe?
That's right. You're
good to go. Zero trans fat in these potato chips. Seems I can eat it.
Heal!
I won't.
If I eat enough vitamin C.
America. Everything's good for you in America.
If you eat enough vitamin C. No, Jeff, that's not how it works. Like, you can. Vitamin C will help keep you healthy, I guess, but it doesn't fix it once you get the cold.
I find coldies usually work, but they're not.
Coldies?
Yeah, coldies.
Gotta snort that shit, man.
All that zinc. Off inside me. Chris.
Yes.
Watch Whiplash.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Watch it, dude.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Really good. Really good.
What is it about?
Yeah, it's just about this kid that wants to be, like, a great drummer.
Okay.
And so it's like a, like him, like, at this, like, you know, college for musicians or whatever. And he's got, like, this fucking psychotic-ass teacher who, like, really pushes the students.
That's J.K. Simmons, right?
Yeah. And it's, like, you know, it's just a, it's like a teacher pushing a student type movie.
Okay.
You know, it could be about, like, a kid that wants to be whatever, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, the music isn't really, although it does have, like, cool jazz in it, if you're into that, but just really good, intense performances from the two lead actors.
I'll give that a go.
Really good movie, dude. Really good.
And if you guys haven't seen it, you like action movies, you should watch John Wick.
I saw that last week.
I am, like, the only person I know out of all of us that did not like it.
Really?
Really?
I didn't care for it. No, I know. What Mr. Trefresh, Matt, was, like, all about it.
I mean,
yeah.
Just in terms of action, I thought it was a pretty good film. Like,
it was kind of monotonous to me. It was just, like, headshots over and over the whole week. It was just fucking headshotting dudes and splattering brains. Which is cool.
Dumb in the best way possible.
And it is, like, one of the dumbest, like, dude, it was a revenge movie about a guy whose dog got killed.
Right.
These motherfuckers
spoilers.
Killed his dog. That's not spoilers.
I think that might be in the trailer.
Yeah, I know.
I can't watch it now.
You blew it.
I did. I mean, I think the last action movie I saw before that was Edge of Tomorrow, which I thought was just fantastic.
I love Edge of Tomorrow.
It's one of my favorites.
Horrible name, but great, great movie.
Yeah. Well, did they not change the name of that? I thought they changed it, like, midway through.
It's, like, if you buy it now, it's like the big words on it are Live, Die, Repeat, and then
right.
Edge of Tomorrow's at the bottom.
Right.
But it's still Edge of Tomorrow. It's a better name than the original name, which was All You Need Is Kill.
Yikes.
Yeah. Live, Die, Repeat's a little too on the nose, though, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I believe Jeff has died.
Yep, he did.
So, we'll be back next week. Yeah.
A lot quieter without him here.
It just totally went silent.
Like, so serene. He lives in, like, an airport factory or something.
It's like the best audio quality we've had in forever.
It's scary. It's so eerie. Get Hefe back here.
Yeah, it's like we need that buzz going on in the background.
Right. That white noise.
All right. Well, Fozzie, say goodnight.
Good night.